American cyclist Lance Armstrong won his third consecutive Tour de France title today. Reporter Nick Spicer was at the finish line in Paris with his cell phone as the first cyclists approached the final finish line. He joins us. Hi, Nick.
Well, Nick, there's a lot of excitement here. As
you can hear,
the cyclists are just going past. They're minutes away from the finish line. There are thousands of people under a sweltering sun on the Champs-Élysées. And it's a bit of a fitting end to this race for Lance Armstrong because it's where the French hold their big military parade on the 14th of July. And many of the racers have described Armstrong as a bit of a general in his last tour, conquering the race. It was basically in the bag halfway through the tier, and they credited his strategy, feigning to be ill in the mountains and then overtaking all of his rivals, and also his hard work, the logistics behind the U.S. Postal team for his victory.
This is his third straight victory, and I guess he needs to win next year and the year after that to claim the title for the most consecutive victories. But elaborate a little bit, Nick. Really, how do the folks in France feel about an American dominating their race?
Well, first of all, a Frenchman should have won, is the way I think most people would answer. But there's great admiration for any cyclist who manages to win this race, which the French love very much. It's funny to notice the difference between the way Anglo-Americans have seen Lance, some people describing him as cold, and the way French people accept his coldness as the sort of distance that is required of a champion. One Frenchman on the Champs-Élysées told me today that, sure, he's not nice, but you don't have to be nice to win the Tour de France. So I think there's great esteem for him, even if the French would, of course, prefer that a Frenchman win.
He has said that he can't always wave to everybody that waves to him, but he is very famous. How do you think he wears it?
I think he has no trouble with it. I think he's very aware of the media's interest in his person. There was a lot of complaint about the way he was dealing with the press on this last tour because he's the only rider to have a bodyguard on the Tour de France. That's very likely a reflection, of course, of the media interest in his person and what his team is doing, his story of a comeback cancer survivor who's now won his third tour. He seems to have no problem with it, but there's more criticism about him than there is of any other rider, and some suspicion as well, particularly with regards to doping. But of course, as many past champions and many French cycling experts are saying, as soon as you have taken the immense lead that Armstrong has taken in this race, in a cycling race, cycling usually having had problems with doping in the past, there's immediately suspicion, but there's no reason to believe, as far as the medical tests prove, that Armstrong has taken any drugs himself, and he's taken pains to deny all kinds of rumors during this race.
Of course, drug doping is a scandal for the Tour de France. He has been a light for them since that scandal back in 1998. Do you think the race itself has made a comeback in terms of its image with advertisers and other commercial supporters?
Yes, I think it's funny. There's been a parallel almost between his Lazarus-like comeback and the resurrection of the Tour. Most people credit him for giving people something else to think about after. Well, you can hear the crowds, so excuse me for a moment, cheering as the bikes are so fast as they lose their last lap.
Listen to them going by.
Those are the cyclists going by. They're minutes away from the finish line. Armstrong is credited by most people for making the media and the public forget about the doping scandal of 1998. Now that he's won three tours in a row, some people are saying, well, you saved the race, but now you sort of kill the suspense that makes the race live. And he said yesterday that his job is to win the race. It's not to sort of follow some kind of dramatic line and make the race interesting. His job is to win, and that's what he's been doing so far, so he makes no apologies.
Reporter Nick Spicer on the Champs-Élysées on his cell phone in Paris as bicycle racers approach the finish line in the final leg of the Tour de France today. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you, Leanne.